My name's John Hill, and I was projectionist at the Odeon in Dumfries for 41 years.
And what did that involve?
It was quite a big job. It's different to what it is now. You sometimes had to go to the railway station and pick up the film and carry it down in a big heavy metal box to the cinema. Then in the box would be 5, 6, or maybe 7 reels, depending on the length of the film. And you'd have to get the film ready, which was about 3 hours in them days to get one film ready. And of course, there was a lot more films then. And you really had to keep your eye on the show in them days. There was always 2 projectionists on at any one time. And there was 2 projectors, and each film reel would last 20 minutes. So you're continually changing over from one projector to another. And if it was done right, it would just look like a change of scene in the film. If it wasn't done right, you get all the numbers. I'm sure people have been to the cinema and seen the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and the sound going, ooh. It would be looked like that. So it was very much a skill in them days compared to what it is now. Yeah.
And what did you enjoy working?
I enjoyed it. It was quite strenuous sometimes because it was a bit like a signalman. You're in this projection room, you couldn't leave it because, you know, as I say, the films weren't very long. When one reel of film was shown, the film that had come off one projector, you had to rewind it manually with your hand back to the beginning again, which took about another 5 minutes. And the next 5 minutes, you'd put the next reel coming on. So between reels, you had about 10 minutes, if you're lucky, just to wait. So it wasn't like 20 minutes even that you had for a break.
What was your favourite thing, you know, about being up there?
I did enjoy it. I think you had to be a bit of a showman in them days because it was all down to you. It wasn't just showing the film. It was picking the right music for the film. And also you had the lights and you had the curtains. And you had to set the scene, really, in the very early days. You had the adverts and trailers and the newsreels as well as the actual films. So it was a complete evening out. And more often than not, there was 2 films people would go into the cinema 6:30 at night that wouldn't come out about 10:30. So you had really 4 hours and you were in charge of the whole affair, if you like. So it was quite an important job in them days.
It's quite a cute cinema, isn't it? It's very quirky and quite old-fashioned as well, isn't it? Like, compared to some of the more modern ones.
Yes. I know when I first came from Newcastle, I was trained at Newcastle, you might guess by my accent, I don't know. But when I first saw it wasn't the Odeon then, it's been many, many different companies have had the cinema over the years. I couldn't believe how small it was when I first coming from a city. But even in 1970, believe it or not, the cinema in Dumfries had 1,500 seats, which is, I think it's about 400 now, but I'm not quite sure, because I don't work there now. But so there's a big change, and of course, before the bingo was there, it was all the cinema, the upstairs and the downstairs. I remember it very well. We had about 800 seats downstairs and the rest upstairs. And it was really quite a night. It was like a lot of towns, you know, most towns had the cinema. That was the main form of entertainment at one time. You know, long before digital television came out and even all these Freeview, that was what people did. And they'd queue for hours to, I remember a film called The Exorcist. That's going back a while, and it was quite, some cinemas were allowed to show it sometimes, some weren't, and Kilmarnock weren't allowed to show the film because, you know, the local watch committee wouldn't allow it. Dumfries was, and of course that made the newspapers, and we were mobbed. We showed that film for about 2 months, queues every night, a film like that, you know, things like that. It was quite we were in the news again.
That's crazy, isn't
it? It is, yes.
Is there any other little stories like that you've got?
When we showed the Monty Python's Life of Brian, the local clergy didn't like that, but there's also, they came down from Glasgow and they had banners, you know. I don't know if you know the story about, you know, it's a story of Christ being crucified, and, you know, it's, but of course it was all done in fun. And we invited them to watch the film, but they didn't even watch the film. But they would stand with banners outside, and everybody going in, you know, they'd say, you'll be sort of a bad man without swearing kind of thing, yeah. But that, I remember that very well. It was quite daunting, because one of our jobs was locking up the cinema, security for the cinema as well. And we'd be locking the doors at night. You'd have these banners shown at you, so it was a bit scary, that. But we took it in a bit of fun as well. You know.
Do you feel like, you know, the Dumfries cinema almost led the way because, you know, shown these films that weren't allowed to be shown anywhere else?
Well, yes, but we actually, when the film was, Bruce Lee film, Enter the Dragon, And we were actually the first cinema in Scotland to show that. We had the film premiere by mistake, because in them days, Scotland would be treated, you know, the release date would be different in Scotland to England. And I don't know how it happened, it's obviously a mistake, but we were shown Enter the Dragon in Dumfries long before anybody else in Scotland. And of course, word got round, and again, that was, we kept that for a number of weeks, it was quite amusing. So that was really quite a story.
That is a story. Yeah. Will you be sad to see it go?
I will be. As I say, I've left in 2011, and not so much left, but my skills weren't needed anymore, because it's all digital now. It's all done with computers, and if you can use a computer, you can show a film, really, these days. I think that's the fairest way to say. I will be sad. As I say, it's what brought me to this town, and it's always been there. And even when you pass now, you look and you think of the memories. You've got many wonderful memories of the cinema. There's no doubt about that. But it will be very sad to see it go. I don't know what the future will be in Dumfries for cinema goers. It'll be difficult to say. Hopefully they'll find another building somewhere, you know, and maybe the council will step in. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But it will be very sad. It's been part of the landscape since 1931. It opened Christmas 1931, or just before. And it will be sad to see. So I think it's the last really mainstream cinema in Dumfries to go, yeah.
There must have been like tens of thousands of first dates in there.
There must have been, of course, this sitting in the back row, you know. And there used to be a joke about that. I don't know if I can say this on air, but you would take your girlfriend to see the film one night, and then you go back the next night to watch the film. But yes, there was many, you know, it was the only place in them days, of course. You know, you'd go out to a place where you could be alone with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. And, you know, and of course, there was always you would try and get there first to sit in the back row, you know, so nobody's behind you. But, yes. But it was the place to go for couples. Many romances must have started in cinema, you know, here in Dumfries as well as other cinemas. Yes.
Do you want to add anything else, or...?
Just, I've had many happy years there. I've had many... worries, you know, things going wrong. Many things have went wrong as well. Philip putting the wrong reel on, putting the reel on upside down, all these kind of things. And just one thing. I remember one story which is quite amusing. It was in an afternoon, and I was up there myself and showing the film. One of the usherettes came upstairs and said to me, "John, there's somebody in the cinema saying they've seen this part of the film before." I thought, oh no. And I quickly checked the film cans where we used to keep the reels. I'd actually put the same reel on again. I'd rewound the reel and put the same reel on. Didn't say it to anybody. Quickly changed over the next reel and just ran on. So that was things like that. Yes, they'd happen. There was a lot of happy moments, a lot of worries, but a lot of amusing reminiscences as well. Really did enjoy that, yes.
A lot of fun times.
A lot of fun times. It will be sad to see it go, certainly. But yeah, it's like an end of an era for me.